Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EAFL at EAFLMadden.com. Good to be back. It's been a while. Took some time off. Finished season 29. Went on vacation. Didn't really go anywhere, but got away from Madden for a little while. Got away from the day-to-day grinds of running the league and all of the things associated with that. And with NCAA dropping in 2 days, it's time to come back and get back into the video game world and catch up with what's been going on out there. And there's a lot to talk about. Again, NCAA drops in 2 days, and we're looking forward to that. Madden drops in 4 weeks and counting. We're looking forward to that. And tonight we have a special guest. Certainly not a stranger to the Madden community. We will have the one, the only Shotmaster with us in a bit. Shotmaster from MaddenWars.com, also from Madden Nation, an EA community leader. You know, runs one of the top Madden sites out there. And I don't know the guy personally, but his reputation precedes him, so it'll be good to have him on the show. And he's scheduled to be on at about 9:30, so we look forward to talking with Shotmaster. Shotmaster actually has the NCAA 09 game and the Madden 09 game, and is going to come on and talk about both. We're also going to have Coach K with us tonight. Coach K in the EAFL, co-commissioner of the 360 League and commissioner of the commissioner of the EA the Europe Developmental League. See, it's been a while, so I got to remind myself what everybody does. Coach oversees the Developmental League and also oversees the NCAA League, and he picked up an early copy of NCAA 09, so he'll be on a little bit later to give us another view from someone who also knows the EAFL, so he'll give us some insight as to how he thinks the league might react to NCAA and how he thinks what he's seeing in NCAA might also show up in the Madden game. So that should be pretty interesting. So we've got a full 2 hours tonight. Again, Shotmaster will be on at about 9:30. I've got some questions lined up. Thank you to those of you who sent in questions. We had quite a few questions come in early, and I appreciate that. And if time permits, we will try to take calls from Shotmaster. I don't know how much time he's going to be able to give us tonight, and we do certainly want to allow him as much time as possible to really tell us what he sees in the game, the good, the bad, the ugly, and talk a little bit about some of the things that he's doing with EA Sports. So we really want to focus on that tonight. But again, if we do get time, we will certainly try to get some questions if possible. I want to thank everybody. We have certainly developed a loyal following out there, as I've gotten some emails and I've gotten some messages saying, where's the show? Where are you guys at? Where'd you go? And we're back. We just took some time off, but it's good to be back, and it's good to know that we have such a loyal following out there. This is our 12th show, believe it or not. So it's amazing how time flies. It's also amazing that when we started to do the radio show, we started with a podcast, which I thought was a pretty good idea. And then I was hooked up with blogtalkradio.com from someone in the league who said that he was using it for something non-Madden and thought it might be good for the league, and he was right. And so we started doing it. And at the time, there was only one other Madden entity doing a radio show, and their show was defunct. So there really wasn't any other Madden show. And in the, I don't know, maybe 4 months now since we started doing show, I counted six shows on Blog Talk Radio right now. So I'd like to think that the EAFL has had something to do with people stepping up and using this technology to talk about their leagues or their entities or whatever. And hey, more power to you. But, you know, give us a shout out, because clearly you're seeing what we're doing and getting a taste of it, and that's fine. We want to offer these things to the Madden community. But, you know, give us a shout out. You know, mention us a little bit, just like we mention all of you when we do our shows. The first thing I want to talk about while we're waiting on Shotmaster to call in is Brett Favre. You know, as you do know, we do talk a lot about the NFL here, since what goes on in the NFL directly impacts the game of Madden. And plus, we're all NFL lovers, so to have a show where we don't spend some time talking about the NFL just wouldn't be responding to the needs of the EAFL. But, you know, over the last week, the Brett Favre story has really gone in a few different directions. Now, let me just recap for some of you who may not be up to speed. Maybe you've been away or on vacation or only caught bits and pieces. But apparently, from what I understand, Brett Favre, for the last couple of months, has been in talks with the Packers about a possible return to the Packers. And when the Packers wanted Brett to give them a commitment, Brett wouldn't give a commitment. So the Packers moved on and said, okay, well, you know, we wanted you to return. We were ready for you to return. You're saying you're not going to return. So Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback, and we're going to move on. Well, as this happens with 38-year-old superstars in many sports, you know, the NFL, the OTAs happened, and all of these things are going on. Mini camps start up this month, and these guys get a little itchy, and they start missing the camaraderie, and they start thinking, you know, I can still play this game, and, you know, why am I sitting home? You know, I can be out there playing this game. And so, you know, once again, the rumor mills start flying, and apparently Brett got back in contact with the Packers, and the Packers this time didn't seem too enthused. They weren't really interested in this back-and-forth game. They had moved on, and here comes Brett saying, wait a minute, what about me? And so since Brett didn't really get the response, he didn't get the unconditional, we'll take you back, Brett, you're the man, we love you, the Favre dynasty and all of that, he said, okay, well, listen, just release me then. You know, give me an unconditional release and let me go investigate my options. Well, you know, the Packers say, hey, wait a minute. You know, we still have you under contract, and, you know, we're not going to just release you and let you go just like that. You know, you're still a member of this team, and if the commissioner reinstates you and if you are interested in returning to play football, your first destination will be Green Bay. And it might just be battling for a starting spot, or it might just be sitting there holding the clipboard for Aaron Rodgers. We don't really know, but we're not going to do anything right now. So, you know, as it stands, it's still kind of up in the air. What's going to happen? If anybody has any thoughts on the Brett Favre situation while we're waiting on Shotmaster to call in, feel free to share it with me. But here are my thoughts. There is nothing about this that I like, quite frankly. I just think that it's not fair to Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's fair to the Packers organization. I don't think it's fair to the fans. You retired, you sat there on the stage, and you cried, and you said, I have nothing left to give on Sunday, and I don't want to do this anymore, and I'm done. And so everybody gives you the farewell, and you're the greatest, and all of this hoopla. And now all of a sudden the spotlight isn't on good old Brett no more, and now Brett wants to come back and play. Brett wants to give it one more go. Brett wants to investigate if there's another team he can go play for. As far as I'm concerned, if Brett comes back, he needs to be in Green Bay, and he needs to be in Aaron Rodgers' backup. At best, allow him to compete for the starting position, which, you know, can't imagine Aaron Rodgers would beat out Brett Favre the way he played last year. And from what I've heard, the way that he's been working out in Mississippi, apparently he still looks really good, and can't imagine it. But that's the worst-case scenario, is let him come back and compete. As far as I'm concerned, you can't keep playing games with people. You know, you want to be the man and be a legend and all of that, then just ride off into the sunset and move on. Or you shouldn't have retired. You should not have retired. And that's how I feel about it. And if anybody else wants to share anything, you know, give a call in. Or what do you think about Brett Favre? Where do you think he's going to end up? There's been a lot of talk about if he comes back and if the Packers do decide to release him or trade him. you know, could he stay in the division and go to a team like Minnesota, go to a team like Chicago, you know, two teams that certainly need a quarterback, you know, especially Chicago definitely needs a quarterback. Minnesota has one. He's kind of young. Will he turn into a superstar? We don't know. But, you know, they definitely could use a quarterback of Brett Favre's caliber. A lot of talk that Minnesota is a quarterback away from being the best team in the NFL. I don't understand where this talk comes from. The NFL, like any other league, is a show-me league. Show me what you can do. And while Minnesota certainly has some good pieces to the puzzle, solid defense, some potential there on offense, AP is as good as you're going to find in the league, but to just jump over teams like the Colts, the Pats, the Cowboys, even the Packers, Super Bowl champion Giants, and just say that the Vikings would be the team to beat is just ridiculous. You know, could they play well with Brett Favre? Sure they could. But as I'm being reminded, you know, Brett Favre's last pass was an interception. Brett Favre's 38 years old. I don't know that Brett Favre is the missing piece to any team at this point. I don't have any hate for the guy, but let's just be real. He had a great team last year, a great team, and he fell short, period. So to just automatically say he can come in and take a team to the Super Bowl this year, the best team he can take this year would be the team he played with last year. He knows the personnel. He knows the quarterbacks. He knows the system. It's his team, and that would be the team for him to come back and take, not put him in some new team and say, okay, it's a Super Bowl team. Joe Montana, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, took the Chiefs to the playoffs but never got to the Super Bowl. And Joe Montana was as good a quarterback as ever played this game. But you take him away from the 49ers and Jerry Rice and all the pieces that he knows and loves. He was a good quarterback, but he certainly wasn't a Super Bowl quarterback with another team. So, okay, we got some callers in. Let's see what these people have on their mind. This is a toll-free phone call. Who am I speaking to? 866.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, this is operator 80479F with an IP relay call. Do you know, sir, how to use relay?
I do.
Thank you. Could you please first repeat the greeting that you used when you picked up the phone?
I said hello. You're calling into a radio show.
Thank you. One moment, please, for the caller to begin.
Sure. If the caller doesn't speak soon, I'm going to have to go. This is a live radio show.
One moment. Sir, could you please repeat after if the caller doesn't?
I'm going to have to disconnect the call. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so this is the second time that this has happened, and I'd appreciate whoever thinks that this is funny to just let it go, okay, because it's not funny. The hatred out there is just amazing. And someone out there thinks it's funny to call in our show and pretend to be deaf and to play little jokes and little pranks, and it's not funny. People use that service that are legitimately hearing impaired, and so when you're playing your little game, that's an operator that can't assist someone who's really in need. So let's just have a little class and a little bit of maturity, okay? Moving on, we got a call from a 731 area code. 731, what can I do for you? EFL Madden, you're on live.
Hello, is this?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I emailed you a question from Melrose email address.
You got it. You emailed me a question for Shopmaster?
Just like a topic. I mean, it doesn't matter, whichever one.
Well, you can give it to me now, and I'll make sure when he comes on, he answers. What's your question?
Oh, I sent it to you.
You're going to send it
Melrose,
to me?
I sent it to you to the one from the Madden Goats. You gave it on the forums. I sent a question in.
Okay, good. I do have a list of questions, so I'm sure it's there in my list. Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, 773. Is this the primetime king?
The king of PGA Tour. What's up?
What's happening? Vince, the primetime king. Finally, well, the last caller was a legitimate caller. I don't understand, Vince, why people think it's funny to tie up a hearing-impaired operator to try to I don't think it's funny. I think it's just childish. But so Vince, you're on. We got into a little discussion on the boards about Brett Favre. So what do you think, Claire? You know, what are your thoughts on Favre? You said you had some comments about the Vikings, some comments about the Bears. What do you think about Brett Favre?
Brett Favre, he's a top five quarterback in the league. I know he had his I don't know what you want to call it, his downfall years before, but I mean, this man was just balling 6 months ago. That's what I was just telling Buck. And with the whole Vikings thing, they got the best running back in the league with a top 15 backup in Chester Taylor. You got up and coming rising possession receiver in Rice, and a speed threat, you know, to substitute with that and Bernard Berrien. And you know, I don't even talk about the defense because, you know, that run defense, you're not getting nothing up the middle or nowhere. So it's like you add on Brett Favre. It's just like with the Patriots last year. You add on Moss, they're a Super Bowl contender. Now, like I said on the forums.
Well, wait. Hold it. So you're trying to say the Patriots were not Super Bowl contenders before Moss got there?
No, they were Super Bowl contenders.
I think Brady has three rings without Moss, right?
He does. You're right. You're correct about that.
All right, but so that's not a good comparison. The Vikings didn't even make the playoffs last year. So
right. But this is the
thing.
That's
not a good comparison.
That, I mean, wait a minute. It could be because the year before that, the Patriots, what? They were what? What was their record? And they lost, what, the divisional round?
Oh, they made the playoffs.
I'm saying, you bring in all the additions with Moss and Stalker, you take out receivers like Gaffney and Kelly Washington, you know, you're good to go. I'm not saying that the Patriots weren't a Super Bowl contender because, you know, they're in the AFC and they're going to always have that division a lot. But you add a Moss, then, you know, that's when you become a Super Bowl contender again. So you add Brett Favre to a team that already has every other key, you're a Super Bowl contender. That's just how I feel. But
well, to add a Favre to the Vikings is not the same as adding a Moss and a Stallworth to the Patriots, a team that had just won three out of previous four Super Bowls. I mean, it's not even close to the same comparison. Now, that said, Favre's a great quarterback, and anywhere he goes increases the chances of that team being successful. And so I will agree with you there. But, you know, you take the man out of Green Bay where he's been for the last 15 years, you put him in a new city, new team, new scheme, new coaches. I mean, he's starting over again, and he's 38 years old. So there's going to be some sort of a wash there where you say the man comes in with great individual skills, but then he's got to start all over again, learn a new playbook, because they're not going to change the playbook for him. They have a play, you know, they've got a system in place that everybody knows. So he would have to come in and they'd say, hey, you're the great one, so come in here and learn this system and show us what you got. I just don't know that you can just automatically say the guy walks in and they're a Super Bowl contender, you know, from a non-playoff team, just like that.
I honestly think that, you know, that's just the thing. He is a veteran who can set the scheme that quick and learn the guys that surround them, you know, and lead them to where they got to go. I mean, that's just very far as nature, don't you think?
But what I don't understand is you're a Bears fan. You're talking about what he can do with the Vikings. You're talking about what he can do with the Vikings, but it's well known that the Bears for the last couple of years have needed a quarterback. So where's the talk about what he could do with the Bears?
I don't even want to. It's tough to talk about the Bears and our quarterback situation and what we need to do because I'll be going on forever and I'll take up the 2 hours. But with Chicago, I mean, we have nobody that can compliment him. We got, what, Marty Booker and Brandon Lloyd? Come on, man. And we got an offensive coordinator that doesn't know how to properly use Devin Hester in the offense where he can be a big threat. We have no running back. You know, I can go on and on. You know, it's on the forums. But, I mean, I just – even UT, you were like – what team? You were like, the team that scares me the most are the Minnesota Vikings. And for you to add a quarterback like Brett Favre, his caliber. Come on, you can't tell me that they're not going to go to the next level.
The reason the Vikings scare me is because any team that's got a good defense, you have to pay attention to. And the Vikings certainly have a good defense, and so you know the Ravens have shown what a good defense can do to a team, even with a marginal offense. And like I'm saying, I think that they would be a better team. But what your comment, that really I had to say, okay, you're taking this too far. They immediately become the best team in the NFL. No way. There's no way that you put Favre on the Vikings and now they're the best team in the NFL. There's a lot of work that has to be done there to even see. And sometimes great players on great teams, things just don't work out. I remember the Lakers when they picked up Karl Malone and Gary Payton and added Karl Malone, Gary Payton to Kobe Bryant and Shaq. And everybody said, you've got a dream team. That's a walking dream team right there. And they didn't win at all. And so sometimes things just don't work out, and that's why I'm not so quick to jump on and say you put Favre in Minnesota and they become the best team. There's a lot of work, a lot of time would have to go. But you know what the bottom line is? Green Bay's not stupid enough to let Brett Favre go to a division rival. So
right.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, how long do you think, honestly, how long do you think we're going to, us as fans and the Packers as an organization, and shoot, like I told Buck, Brett Favre himself is going to allow for him to be the number two quarterback in Green Bay after all this. Brett Favre is bigger than the Green Bay Packers. Come on now. Everybody knows that. Green Bay Packers.
We'll see. I think any team, any player that goes in any organization and starts thinking that, I don't know. Because, because the Green Bay Packers, you know, one of the historical great teams of all time, They understand these kind of things, and so I think what their statement they released yesterday pretty much summed up where they were with this. We're not going to release him. That's what they said, and we're just going to sit back and wait and see. But we're not, you know, people thought, well, if he asked for his release out of respect, they'll just go ahead and release him. They said no. If he wants to come back to the NFL, fine. If Goodell reinstates him to the NFL, fine. Then we'll see what happens. But right now, they came out and said Aaron Rodgers is our starting quarterback. That's a bold statement for a team that's afraid of what Brett Favre can mean. They said Aaron Rodgers is the starter. Now, will that change? Hey, we'll see. But right now, they were pretty clear. I thought that was a huge statement from them.
Yeah. All eyes going to be on that story right there for the next couple of months or shoot weeks.
Yeah. All right. Let me hang on for a minute, Vince. Let's see. 731 area code. Talk to me.
I'd like to say Brett Favre in that last playoff game, he really showed his age.
You talking about that interception that ended the game pretty much?
Yes, sir.
So how did the season that he played show his age? What did he do when he, you know, how did his season show? Or what did the season show? I'm sorry.
I mean, he showed good. I mean, Tony Romo can do all he wants in the regular season, but come playoff time, you know, he needs to step it up, do something.
Well, let's not bring Romo in. It ain't got to do with Romo now. We're talking about Brett Favre. Brett Favre and Romo are two different conversations. Romo's 27 years old and he's got a long career ahead of him. Let's talk about Mr. Favre. And, I tend to agree, though, that Favre throws a lot of interceptions, and those interceptions have hurt the Packers. And there's no reason to believe that if he goes to another team that he's not going to throw some interceptions with other teams. And, I'm not as quick as everybody else to just jump on this, hallelujah, Brett Favre wants to come back bandwagon. I'm just not. Quite frankly, I think he should have stayed retired, my opinion. Stay retired.
I mean, if you want to play football, you can't deny the man that he wants to play football. I mean, I don't believe to trust no Aaron Rodgers before I would Brett Favre. I just can't. Especially the way he played against Dallas when Brett Favre got hurt. You can't do that.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's in that game as well. I mean, on the NFL Network that night. I think he could lead the Packers to the Super Bowl as well.
Well, and the other thing you got to think about is, You know, you want to win now and you want to win. You want to do both. You want to win now and you want to win tomorrow. Now, you got Aaron Rodgers. You got Tavares Jackson. You've got, you know, I think someone posted about Favre and the Redskins. Ridiculous. But you've got Jason Campbell. Now, you've got three young quarterbacks that are going through their development, learning the game, learning their reads, growing and maturing. You bring Brett Favre in for this year, even back to the Packers now, after Aaron Rodgers has said, has been named the starter, has all offseason studied, planned, and been prepped to be the number one quarterback. Now you bring Brett Favre in. What does that do to Aaron Rodgers' development? What would that do to Jason Campbell's development? What does that do to Tavares Jackson's development? Three guys that could turn into pretty good quarterbacks in the league. And do the general managers and owners, are they willing to sell out potentially for 1 year and cost themselves 2 or 3 years while these guys go back to the drawing board?
Not to mention that the Green Bay Packers drafted Brian Brown, too. And another decent guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things to think about. And I think when you say you can't deny the man a chance to play quarterback, I'm not trying to deny him anything. I'm trying to say is, you know, you owe your fans and the organization that built you something, too. And when you said, I'm done and I don't want to play anymore, and they moved on and started prepping for this year without you, and now you come back saying, oh, wait a minute, psych, how fair is that, you know?
I mean, nobody told me he had to retire that early either.
See, the thing is, Brett Favre goes through this every year. That's what I don't get, why, you know, you're tripping so hard, because the only difference between this year and this last, you know, the previous year, is he actually went ahead and retired.
Well, that's a big difference, Vince. It's one thing to be, I mean, I would do the same thing. Look at Michael Strahan does the same thing every year, too. But this year he retired.
Right.
Okay. Brett Favre retired. When you're in the pro sports and you retire, you actually have to now sit down and fill out paperwork. And there's a whole process to retirement. We only see the press conference. That's all we see is the press conference. We don't see all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes. It's a huge, huge deal. So it's not a small decision. We just see them on TV crying and say, oh, I'm going to miss you guys. And we see all that. But we don't see the lengthy process behind the scenes where they have plenty of chances to say, you know what, do I really want to do this? They have advisors and coaches and family. Do you really want to retire? Is this really – there's a lot that goes on. And so I'm not saying that he did anything wrong. What I'm saying is it's not fair to his fans and to the organization. It's not fair. It puts them in – the general manager said it himself. It puts us in an awkward spot, one that I've never had to deal with before. He wants to respect Brett, but he's also got an organization to run. What's the correct answer here?
Well, I mean, Brett Favre is being stingy. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the Packers organization is being stingy also by not releasing him. I mean, that's what Brett wants. You got to give Brett what he wants.
There's salary cap implications once he's reinstated. His contract is also reinstated. Releasing him financially is a problem. They can't just release him because he wants to do that. You know, he gets paid. He's going to get paid. If he's on an NFL roster, they still have a contract. Once he gets reinstated, his old contract is reinstated too. And he's got 3 years and $39 million left on that contract.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the business at it. Coach K, we got you on?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I unmuted you a minute ago. I just didn't tell you. do you have any thoughts on the Brett Favre situation?
My situation is, I mean, when it boils down to it, you know Favre's going to start. You know Favre's going to start at the beginning of the season. You know, it's all about winning. They want to win. And whoever gives them the best chance to win is Favre. All this stuff that's happening right now is basically semantics, going through the motions, so on and so forth. I think, and also, too, on top of that, I mean, I could see how, you know, this is definitely a complicated situation because, you know, they went ahead and also drafted Brian Baum. But, hey, man, this is Favre. You know,
can I say, K hit it on the nail. Like, you can play this front, like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is our boy, and blah, blah, blah. We're going to go with him. We're going to stick it out with him because Favre did this and he retired. No. If you want to win this upcoming season, and on some fine print stuff, you play Brett Favre. You don't take a chance with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'll tell you this. If it's my team, I start Aaron Rodgers, and when he falters, I'll bring Brett Favre in. I'm not gonna give Brett Favre the job. You know, there's something. Aaron Rodgers is my starter. If Brett Favre comes back, Brett Favre's number two now, and we'll see what happens. But Brett Favre doesn't get the luxury. And I would have done this had it been Troy Aikman years ago, who retired and then said, I want to come back. And by the way, Troy Aikman considered coming back to play football, but he wasn't going to go back to Dallas because he didn't want to do that to the Cowboys. He actually looked at a couple other teams and actually gave it some serious thought and then decided to stay retired. But Troy Aikman had enough class to say, you know what, I retired from the Cowboys, they've moved on, and if I do come back, I'm not going back there. So that's not something I'm going to request. That's not an option. I just think Brett Favre should have the same amount of respect for that organization, particularly when they gave him the chance to come back. They taught. I mean, you know, you guys got to read the news reports. You know, they're very clear. In March, we went down to Mississippi and talked to Brett Favre and said, do you want to come back and play football? If you do, we need a commitment. And he would not give them a commitment. So in my opinion now, this year, if he gets reinstated and he's back on the roster, he's number two now on the depth charts. And then we'll see what happens. But you don't come back and get your starting job. And if Aaron Rodgers looks good and plays well, it's Aaron's job. And Brett's going to be number two. Because you're not just looking for today, you're looking for tomorrow. And so what's the best guarantee you can have on your bench than Brett Favre? That's a great backup to have. You were prepared to play this year without him anyway. So that's my opinion. Brett, number two, until something happens. That's a great backup to have. Absolutely.
Your starting quarterback is Tom Brady. You don't bench Brett Favre. You don't do that.
He retired.
I can understand what T is saying. Yeah, I mean, you could bring it out to even them having to compete for the job. You know, I could see up to that extent them having to compete for the job, or maybe even having Aaron Rodgers start a couple games. But I think for me personally, I would just have them compete for the job and not, like, risk, like, you know, a couple of, first games and so on and so forth. But, like Juju also mentioned in the Cowboys game, Aaron Rodgers did step in and he did do good. So it's not like, you know, they were, you know, going into, like, some kind of uncharted territory without Favre or anything.
I mean, if Aaron Rodgers didn't have potential, this might be a different story, but he does.
Say that last comment again.
I mean, if Aaron Rodgers didn't have potential, it might be a different story. But, you know, he has potential and possibly could lead him to a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers came in and took over for Brett against the Cowboys. And before Aaron came in, I mean, Brett wasn't doing nothing. The Cowboys were killing the Packers. Their defense was killing them. And Aaron Rodgers came in and made that a game. And so, it's all conjecture. At the end of the day, who knows what's going to happen? This could be, you know, Brett Favre, you know, like I said, he's 38-year-old, retired, or these going out superstars. Sometimes they want a little bit of attention. And so, you know, this could just be Brett, you know, hey, let me stir things up. I read a report somewhere that said that Brett likes to stir things up. And so, you know, maybe that's what he's trying to do just to get, you know, back in the press. I don't know. I got a comment that says Brian Brome is better than Aaron Rodgers. Well, we will see.
No way.
Any other? Yeah, I don't think that's true today. Now, could it be true? We'll see, but it's not true today, that's for sure. All right. Any other Favre comments?
No more.
All right.
Okay, we move on like the package said from Brett Favre as well.
All right. 731, what's your name?
Juju. My actual name's Justin.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And, you know, stay listening in, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. We are waiting on Shopmaster to call in, which should be momentarily. We will bring back Coach K. I think he switched lines. There were some people that couldn't really hear him too well. Coach K, you're there now?
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay. Say something so we can get a volume check with everybody out there who said they couldn't hear you.
All right. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
How does everybody say testing?
Microphone checker. How's that?
Okay. I'm getting many people saying that it's better, including my lovely girlfriend who is listening, who says she can now hear you too. And I just want her to know that several people requested her. For those of you who have been in the EAFL for a while, you know that we do a random draft. And for all the other leagues that are out there that want suggestions, here's a freebie for you. We do a random draft to start the new version year. So instead of doing like we do every other year, reverse order based on how you finished, similar to the NFL draft for players, we do a random draft for teams for the very first year, and then we go from there. And last year, I think it was last year, pretty sure it was last year, it might have been 2 years ago, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, I had my girlfriend actually from her home do the draft. Therefore, there was nobody who thought that I could, you know, stuff the ballot box and end up with my Cowboys. And it worked out pretty well. She's telling me it was 2 years ago. And it worked out pretty well. And I just want her to know that several people have asked if she would be returning to do it this year. So we'll see, guys. The draft goes a long time, and sometimes it's a little hard for her to juggle her very, very busy schedule. But we'll see if we can get her to if she can't do the draft, then maybe she can at least pop in and just say hello to everybody and tell everybody out there how wonderful I am. All right. moving right along. I want to put in a quick plug for fantasy football. It is the 13th of July, and we are about a couple weeks away from training camp, and then maybe 2 weeks after training camp is the first preseason games in August. And we like to start our fantasy football league somewhere around the third or so week of preseason. And so, you know, we're about a month and a half away, and we're already I checked into the website today, and just to kind of get a sense of some things, Train is back. He will be commissioning the fantasy football league. And he checked in as well to look at some things. And, you know, the bottom line is this year it's going to be $20 per head to play in the EAFL Fantasy Football League. We'll probably do 16 teams. That's not etched in stone yet. We're looking at number of teams. We're looking at rules and regs and lineups and rosters and that whole thing. We are definitely using the EA Sports site as it has all of our history there from when we started a couple of years ago. And they've also added some nice new features that will have fantasy football integrate into Madden 09 and also integrate into your 360 or your PS3. So we think that it's just where we want to be. I know that Yahoo does a good fantasy football site. I know the NFL.com site is good. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are the EAFL, and we are going to use EA Sports site for our fantasy football. And, you know, last couple of comments, it's $20 a head. This week there will be an email sent out and a post about how to pay it and the deadline. It's going to be a firm deadline, and then we're going to the waiting list. I don't care who you are. And if you don't pay, you don't play, period. And if you did not successfully finish last year, then you will not be playing this year. If you just stopped playing, Don, you will not be playing this year, Don. So, therefore, anybody who didn't have the decency to finish out last year, Don, will not be welcome to join us this year. Okay? And that will go from year to year. If you join and you don't finish out, even if you paid, you won't get to play. We want guys that are going to play. Fantasy football with inactive owners sucks. There's nothing fun about that. And so we want 16 guys that are going to be dedicated. They're going to update their rosters weekly. They're going to be involved, and they're going to do everything they can to compete. That's what we want, and that's what we're striving for. So if you're interested, preferences certainly goes to veteran members of the EAFL. And if for some reason we don't have enough of those that are interested, we'll go outside the EAFL. We are still located on sportsgamer.com. And let me also say thank you to Fred and Rush. They put up an article that I did a little while ago, and they posted it in one of their sections, and I appreciate that, a little bit about the league. And I want to thank them for being great partners and so far so good with Sports Gamer. And I'm sure that we can find some guys on Sports Gamer that are looking to play in a good, solid, well-run fantasy football league. And let me tell you guys something. You know, when we do anything, we try to do it 100%. And if you know EAFL Train, or as we call them, Train, or Monsters of the Midway, or whatever you want to call them, the guy is meticulous, very detail-oriented, and he runs our fantasy football league very, very, very well. It's very well organized, and it's definitely as fun a league as you're going to find fantasy-wise. So pay attention to the board, guys. It's coming very soon. It's going to be a firm deadline. You've had from the end of last season, which ended sometime in January, to save up $20. So if you don't have it now, not much I can do for you. So that's that with fantasy football. Vince or Coach K, did you guys want to add anything about fantasy football?
Oh, no, just looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Another fun year.
Yep, same here.
All right. The other thing, while we patiently await Shopmaster to join us, is just a little commentary from me. I notice as I journey and travel the internet, looking at Madden stuff, if you will, I look at the different Madden sites, I look at different Madden leagues, I look at different Madden forums and Madden message boards, and I notice so many people are so quick to say they are the best, they have the best, they run the best, and they're so quick to use these adjectives to describe whatever it is that they're a part of, whether it's a Madden site, whether it's another league. They want to say they have the best competition in the country. When they talk about their Madden site, they have the best Madden information that you're going to find. And, you know, it gets tiring. It gets tiring to hear all of these false claims from these new entities that just started up. There are a plethora. If you don't know what that word means, you'll have to look it up. But there are a plethora of Madden entities out there. And I'm a firm believer in competition is good. The more, the merrier. But let's everyone stop saying that you are the best unless you can sit there and substantiate. That means to prove why you are the best. When the EAFL says it's the best-run league, that's not Commish T talking. That's not Coach K talking. That's the members of the league that come in and say, this is the best-run league I've ever been in. We've heard this over and over and over again. When we say we have the best competition, that's not me saying it. It's the members of the league coming in saying, oh, my God, this is the toughest competition I've played. This is guys that go in to tournaments, that go into other entities, play them, and beat them. You know, when you can go out and play the best and actually beat them, then you can now say, yep, we have the best, we are the best, we are some of the best. And that is what we have done for 3+ years now. So our claim is based on our track record. I would encourage that all of you entities out there that want to say that you are the best, whether it's you have the best information, or whether it is you think that you have the best league or the best members. Think about why it is that you are the best. If you are just using that word to get people to come see what you have, well, I guess that's your right, but it's a fake claim. It's a false claim. If you can sit there and say, we are the best and here's why, and you can articulate it, another word you'll have to look up. If you can articulate it, then maybe you've got something that you can build on. But other than that, stay away from it. It gets really, really tiring. All right, that's my 3 seconds on that. The last show was 4 weeks ago, and I had wanted to do a segment, and I wanted to segment, you know, for people that wanted to be heard. And I said, if anybody out there wants to be heard, give me a call, send me a private message, send me an email, shoot me up some smoke signals, bang on the ground, whatever it is you want to do, and let me know that you want to be heard. And believe it or not, nobody wanted to be heard. So that segment will be discontinued. I just didn't want to leave it out there and let people think that, you know, we tried something and it failed. It didn't fail, just wasn't something that people were interested in. So if no one wants to be heard, then that will be a segment that we will not continue with. But that said, if anybody has any ideas, we are looking to make this show bigger and better. As more people join the Blog Talk Radio site to do their own Madden shows, and I hope the people at Blog Talk Radio recognize who's bringing you all of these Maddenites. You know, it started with the EAFL. I just want, you know, the brass at Blog Talk Radio to say, wow, thanks, EAFL, for bringing all these people to our site and giving us more variety of shows. And you know, we love it. The more the merrier. But, you know, if anybody out there has anything that they want to suggest as to what could make the show even better, let me know. Send me a message through Blog Talk Radio or through the sportsgamer.com forums. Let me know what your thoughts are on how we can improve the show. We certainly have several things that we're looking at now. I was hoping tonight to make a huge, huge announcement that's really going to take the entire Madden community by storm. And unfortunately, I can't make that announcement tonight. But it's coming. It is coming. It is. Sometime between now and the drop of 08, there will be an announcement from me that I think will really shock a lot of people and really set us up for some big stuff for Madden 09. It is 9:47. We're about 47 minutes into the show, and currently we have no shop master. We're going to wait about 10 or 15 more minutes, probably till about 10 o'clock. And if Shotmaster, for whatever reason, doesn't show, then we're going to jump right into Coach K, who does have NCAA 09. And we're going to let Coach K talk about the NCAA 09 game. I'm assuming Shotmaster's just running a little late, a lot of responsibilities, and you know, I'm assuming that he'll be joining us momentarily. But until we get Shotmaster, let me jump to season 29 EAFL, and let's talk a little bit about how we ended season 29, how we ended the final seasons for the version year. Season 29 for the major leagues. Now, let me get Vince and Coach K's opinion, just big picture wise, without any specifics on the outcome. What do you guys think about the rivalries, the smack talk, the competition? Season 29, what do you guys think? How did we do in the major league?
Well, I think it was – I think people embraced it. I think everyone really got into it. You know, there was some feelings hurt, you know, but overall it was fun. It was fun, and that's all I could say.
I totally agree with Coach K. On terms of momentum and, you know, going into 09 and – this being the last season, and this late in June, well, the summer basically, it's great, you know. It gives you big hopes for 09 and everything else is to come.
Okay, yeah, and I gotta agree. I think that it was one of our best seasons. I really do. I think that the rivalries, the competition, the intensity. I mean, to be in the month of June, when Madden generally is dead. there really isn't much, you know, going on other than waiting for Madden 09 to come out. The game is pretty much done, and people are looking at, you know, finishing their school years or going on vacations or whatever. And to think that we got every single game played once again, so 100% completion, we actually finished early, and we were able to get the playoffs started early, and we actually had the playoffs completely done in a few days was you know, phenomenal to me. And, you know, let me before I talk about how the playoffs went, let me say what I said on the message boards, which is I think everybody who finished their season, everybody in the major league deserves, you know, a pat on the back just for just being great members of the league and really doing their part. I think that they all deserve credit for staying loyal to the EAFL and doing their part and making it so great. I mean, 29 seasons of gameplay, and to have that 29th season be so strong was really just, I couldn't even find the words. And, you know, some credit goes out to people like Coach K, who keeps the Europe League running strong, which feeds into the major league. So thank you, Coach K. And, you know, Tiki, also known as Nelly Nell, for running the major league. You know, Tiki's a fairly humble, quiet guy, just kind of floats around in the background until needed, but he gets it done. He gets it done, and, you know, when there's a decision that needs to be made or something needs to be done, Tiki's all over it, and if not, he certainly reaches out to get some guidance from me or some of the other commissioners. So, you know, when we talk about coming to the EAFL, you know, we're not talking about a free league that's done on freewebs.com message board by a 17-year-old kid who wants to run a Madden league and throws a post up on one of the forums that says, come play in my Madden league, I got the best competition. We're talking about an established league run by grown men who take this hobby fairly seriously and, you know, are willing to sit back and spend their time to provide you with a great, great league, and that's what we have. So just thanks to everybody who's contributed, and we're really looking forward to Madden 09. But let's look at the 360 league, and let's look at the finish, if you will. And, you know, I guess the first thing would be is to give credit where credit is due, you know. This some guy named Primetime King started off his season 2-5 and, you know, made a prediction that he was going to go on a run. And, you know, little did we know that this guy would not lose another regular season game. I believe finished 11-5. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
And, you know, went right into the playoffs. And so to go from 2-5, and to finish 11-5 is incredible. You know, we have another guy who, before the season started, said, even though nobody picked him to win his division, he said, I will win my division, and I will be in the playoffs. And I believe, Coach K, you finished 9-7?
Yes, sir.
9-7, won his division. That made the playoffs, you know. So we've got three guys on the phone, three predictions made, and two of them actually came through. This third guy made some predictions too, but those predictions escape me right now. I'd have to go back and listen to the tape. I get back to you on those predictions that I made. But you know, guys, any comments on your seasons? You know, any final thoughts on the seasons that you had?
You go first, Ben.
It was really fun, you know. It was the quote unquote season of smack talk, and anybody out there that took it seriously, you know, I'm not one to, you know, I run my mouth, like, don't get it twisted. I run my mouth, but anybody out there that took it serious, from Dr. M to even UT, you know, it was all fun and games this season, and the finish was, you know, it was great, you know, and I'm glad everybody took it serious, Casper. I'm glad everybody took it serious in the stretch and made this last season, you know, a good one.
All right. Coach K?
Hey, man, it was another tough season. You know, the smack talk is not really my style, but you coaxed me into doing a prediction.
Hello? Vince, are you still there?
I'm going to go play NCAA.
All right, I think we lost Coach K, so we'll hang tight for him to return. I think Coach K must be having some technical difficulties today. First call, we couldn't hear him, and then this call drops. Hey, if anybody out there has bought the new iPhone 3G that came out on Friday, give a call into the show. Don't call me and tell me you're going to get it. If you actually have it, physically went and got the phone and you have it in your hand, call into the show. I want to hear your review on the phone, comparing it to maybe the first iPhone or another phone out there, or just talking about that phone. You know, again, the EAFL, we're gonna hit you on many different levels. Our focus is always going to be Madden and league play, but we'll also talk about NCAA, we'll talk about the NFL, and we'll talk about what's hot right now. The Brett Favre issue is hot, and you know, the iPhone 3G coming out was a pretty big issue. So if anybody has it, call in, and I'd like to hear your comments on it. I think we've got Coach K back. Coach K, are you there?
Yeah, did you lose me on that last?
I don't know, but next thing I know, you weren't there.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead with what you were saying.
No, what I was saying was basically the whole trash talking thing is that really not my style, but you know, you made me do it, and I'm glad I lived up to it. It was a very interesting season, especially the series against basketball.
Like I said, the whole I think the whole thing was pretty good. I think it did exactly what we wanted it to do, you know, and you know, themes are important to the EAFL, and so to have a theme of smack talk, I think was pretty good. Some people went farther than others, but at the end of the day, we still walk away friends and you know, league members. So not bad, not bad at all. You know, in the major league, you know, just to cut to the chase, if you think back to the draft, I sat there and really toyed around with a couple of teams. And the two teams that I toyed around with in the draft, if you go back and listen to the tape, were the Bengals and the Packers. And my gut said to take the Packers because I had just played with them, and I felt like I had played out of 16 games. 14 could have went either way. I think there were two that I just lost, but there were 14 that could have went either way. So, you know, I could have had a 14-2 season because there were 14 games that really went down to the last possession or two. And so I thought, like, okay, you know, let me take these Packers one more time and just keep it going. But then I had guys saying, you know, I see how you play the game, you know, the Bengals and the Bengals offense and Carson Palmer and those wide receivers, and you like to pass, so go with the Bengals. So I went with the Bengals, and, you know, about three games into the season, I realized it was a mistake because the Packers got a really good Madden defense and the Bengals don't. And so while the Bengals offense is pretty decent, as good as the Packers offense, maybe a touch better, the defense isn't even close, and so it turned out to be a rough year for me. That said, it left the Packers for the next guy to take, and that would be our very own S-Jack. And S-Jack, who, might I add, has still never beat me in league play. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I am 1-0 versus S-Jack. S-Jack took the Packers, and many people said, oh, boy, S-Jack with the Packers, that could be a problem. And it turned out to be a big problem because S-Jack took those Packers and played as good as anybody all season and ended up winning it all. And I have to look back and see who he beat because I think he beat Keegan Brick.
It was Keegan.
Was Keegan, right? And Keegan had won our last Super Bowl. So Keegan, you know, God bless him, goes back-to-back Super Bowls, win one, loses the next one. And you know what's funny is, got to throw this in there, I'm 2-0 against Keegan. So I am 3-0 against the participants in our Super Bowl. for whatever good that has done me. Of course, now I'm going to have a mark. Now I'm going to have a mark, bullseye on my back for 09. But anyway, so S-Jack takes Keegan Brick out 28-11 in the Super Bowl. And, you know, finally wins, as Coach K says, gets his own green jacket and is a Super Bowl champ. So, you know what, congratulations to S-Jack for winning it all. Congratulations to Keegan Brick for actually getting back to the big game. Honestly, and I, you know, I'm a very honest guy. I try to be straightforward. I didn't think Keegan Brick was that good. I really didn't. And for him to go to two consecutive Super Bowls, I'm a believer now. The guy can play the game. Anybody who can come into this league and go back-to-back Super Bowls, even if you lose them both, you're still a top baller. Now, he won one and lost one. I give him a lot of respect for doing that. You know, any thoughts, guys, on the playoffs or Super Bowl?
They were rigged. No, I'm just joking. I had a decent game against Keegan in the AFC playoffs, in the AFC championship. His toes on defense got me. Tried to throw a jetpack to Dwayne Bow, and long story short, ran out of time trying to get an onside kick at the end. But yeah, Keegan, tough baller.
Okay, all right, Coach K. Any thought? Now, Coach, I'm not trying to be funny. I know you played in the playoffs. What happened? Because I really don't remember. I know you didn't win, but I don't remember the circumstances.
Yeah. The final score, I think, was like 21-3. And
would you play?
I played at S-Jack.
Okay. All right. Well.
But I had him 3-0 at halftime. But then after that, he adjusted at halftime. Came out in a good, like, under center offense, and you know, had to put together a couple good drives, got some user picks, and then next thing you know, me having the opportunity to go up by, you know, two scores, down 21-3. So I got to give him props.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, anybody who made the playoffs this year, hey, good job. You know, you made the playoffs, and events coming from nowhere at 2-5 or, 2-4, wherever you were, to make the AFC championship game, hey, good job. We got a caller, 646 area code. 646, what can I do for you?
Oh, nah, I wasn't calling in. I told you to put me on mute.
Oh.
So my wife is typing a paper, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know that you were going to call in and sit on mute. This is okay. I see it now. I'm calling. Don't answer. Okay, got it. All right. Well, I will put you back on mute then.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right, so he's back on mute to enjoy the show. And for those of you who don't know who that is, it's the one, the only, Fast Bizzle, Fast Brooklyn, Willie Will, the Lurker, Kimbo Slice, and I don't know if I'm missing any other nickname. Fast Ducker, old school nickname, Fast Ducker. But that was good old fastball calling it. Okay, it is 10:03, and I honestly have to be honest, I really am disappointed that Shotmaster hasn't called in. I can only assume, I have no reason to believe that he would have set this up to just leave us high and dry, so something must have happened. We're on for another 57 minutes, so let's hope that, you know, maybe he got stuck in traffic heading home or, you know, things happen, and I'm going to assume that whatever is keeping him from joining us is, you know, legitimate, and, you know, hopefully he'll be able to join us before the show ends. Quickly, I just want to look at the Europe League, and maybe Coach K, you can give a quick synopsis on who won, you know, the EFL Europe season 17?
Well, yeah, the person who won that one was Joro. He won it with the Bengals, and he won the Super Bowl against Yo Mama. He was the Packers. So,
okay.
Congratulations to Joro, and also to congratulations, and also a good a pat on the back to everyone in Europe, because there was a lot of people in Europe that completed their 16 games, and that deserves some compliment, because this is the most active that I've ever seen the Europe League, and that bodes very well for our future.
Well, and I'll take it one step further. A guy like Yo Mama comes in, and he's a sports gamer guy, and there are guys that came from sports gamers that joined our league. Now, the sports gamer community traditionally, back from their affiliation with Madden Nation and what was the other entity? Madden Nation and
Madden Nation and Madden Authority.
Madden Authority, thank you. Pretty much a straight sim community. That's kind of their mantra. And as everybody knows, the EAFL is a freestyle league, and we really don't have many rules. We frown on glitching, so we're not a glitch league, as some people have accused us of being. We are not that, but we certainly, we're not going to tell you how many times you have to run or throw the ball or, any of that stuff. If you want to run one play all game, that's on you. Whatever. That's the way we've always been, and probably the way we'll always be. And that said, you get guys that are used to a certain type of community sim straight game. They come in and join our league, and not only do they blend in well with what we're doing, but they actually have some success. And so I got to say that a lot of people were skeptical on, including myself, by the way, on moving our forums over to Sports Gamer and forming this partnership. But I got to say, has it been perfect? No, it hasn't been perfect. Have there been a few times where I've questioned, did I make the right move? Absolutely. Can I say that, we'll stay there forever? Well, no, I can't say that. I don't know that they would say that they'd have us forever. But, that said, as of today, I think the pros outweighs the cons. I think it's been a good move for us. I think it's been a good move for them. I think we've brought an excitement around league play that I don't know that they've seen in a while. And certainly, if you look at their League Central, you see, other leagues popping up now. Not sure if those leagues would have been there before or not, but certainly we're bringing in an excitement about league play, and I think the relationship has been a good one. So I think that, we are certainly bringing a league stability to Sports Gamer that they're looking for, and they're bringing us, thousands and thousands of potential members of our league. And so we have right now waiting lists for the major, people that want to get, for the 360 League, we've got a waiting list. NCAA, we've got a waiting list. PS3 now, where we could never fill, we've got a waiting list. I mean, that doesn't mean to discourage anybody from joining, because we have turnover. People join, they can't hang with it, they think they're going to win, and they lose, and they quit. And that just comes with the territory. But we've got a lot of people that want to play some video game football. And so I think that what has helped is the relationship with Sports Gamer. I also think that having an infrastructure where we have commissioners that actually commish. We have people that aren't there with just a title, but these guys actually go to work. Coach K goes to work. Tiki goes to work. When Wingman was running things, he went to work. Train goes to work. Train's going to do fantasy football, he goes to work. So Pimmer is hopefully going to run our fantasy league, our dynasty, our NCAA dynasty league. Pimmer's going to oversee that. If anybody knows Pimmer through the boards and through the interaction, I'm pretty sure you can tell that Pimmer is going to make a good commissioner as well. So, we there's just so many good parts here. What we're setting ourselves up for 09 is just going to be phenomenal. What I do need, for anyone who's out there listening, is I do need a PS3 commissioner. I have no commissioner right now to run the PS3 league, and I need somebody. And let me just quickly tell you what I'm looking for. I am not looking for a 15-year-old kid who says, I love Madden, make me the commissioner. No disrespect to any of you 15-year-olds out there. I was 15 a long, 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 long time ago. But I couldn't have been a commissioner at 15, and I don't think a 15-year-old can be a commissioner. I want someone who's got a little bit of maturity, preferably a grown person who enjoys video gaming, takes it kind of seriously as a hobby, has some professionalism about him, speaks in complete sentences, doesn't type like his keyboard's broken, and loves the game of Madden, and preferably somebody who's also been around a while and understands the EAFL and can represent us well. Now, if you're new to the league and you fit everything else but you don't know about the league, I'll still talk to you. If you're willing to change, you can't get older overnight, so you know, that's not something I'm willing to be flexible on. But if there's other things that you have that you think we'd be interested in, I'm willing to talk to you. I'm being asked a minimum age. I don't know. I would think that if you're in high school, being a commissioner of a Madden League just isn't going to work. A senior in high school, I think, is old enough but too busy. You're looking at college or the military, senior proms, you know, testing for your academic levels, working. I just think you're too busy if you're a senior in high school. You might be old enough to do it, but I think you're just too busy. So preferably, I'd say 18 or older. 21 would really make me feel better. But minimum 18 years old, and I just want someone, if you've been around the league, you see how we run things. You see how I run things. You see Coach K. You see Tiki. You may have seen how Wingman did things. You may have seen, you know, Bama when he was a commissioner or Train. We've always had guys that were commissioners and had a certain level of professionalism, and that's what we are looking for. I do not want anybody, and let me make this perfectly clear, I don't want anybody that just wants a title and thinks they're going to come in and push people around. That's not going to happen. We want people that want to work to make the EAFL the best league possible. That's what you want to do, and you're willing to work. That means come in here and mediate disputes, dispute people, sit in on commissioners' meetings and talk about things that make things better for the league, represent the league out in the Madden community with pride and respect and not like a jerk. Hey, I'll talk to you, okay? So, Coach, you want to add anything? Because, you know, you're a commissioner in this league. Anything that I missed?
Hey, you know, you basically covered it, man. You just got to be ready to do work. And, you know, it's not just commission just to have a title. It's just not commission to maybe somehow gain some kind of upper hand in the competition of the league. All those wrong reasons that other people commission other leagues and have them fall through are not the reasons why you should become an EFL commissioner. You have to really want to be committed to bringing the EFL to another level of excellence and also, you know, just maintaining our high standards. That's it.
I agree fully. I think that sums it up. That's what we're looking for. You know, a commissioner in this league is very, very important. And, you know, if you're going to join this league, if you're going to be a commissioner in this league, you got to take it seriously. I'll talk to anybody who's interested, but you got to talk to me directly. Don't go looking for Coach K or Tiki and say, I want to talk to them. You come talk to me, and we'll see if it's something that we can do. But I need a PS3 commissioner. So best thing to do would probably be private message me on sportsgamer.com and say you're interested in being the PS3 commissioner, and then we'll set up. I want to talk to you on the phone. I don't want it to be on Instant Messenger. We'll set up a time where we can talk on the phone and see if there's something that that we can do, and we'll go from there. All right, so we have no shop master. We do have Coach K. The EFL always has a backup plan. I knew that Coach K was going to be tuning in. I knew that he got his hands on an early version of NCAA 09, comes out on Tuesday, and he offered to get me one too, but I told him I'll wait and take him up maybe on the Madden one. By the way, anybody out there that has a way to get, you know, I have a couple of people that say they can hook me up, but who knows? So I'm opening it out to anybody out there. You want to get in good with the commissioner, the owner of the AFL, give me an early copy of Madden 09, and you got a friend for life here. I'll do something for you. I don't know what yet, but I'll do something for you. in the meantime, okay, I'm trying to think if I missed anything else that I wanted to talk about before I turn it over to Coach K. I think pretty much I've hit everything. It is 10:15. Coach K, you have the NCAA 09 game. I don't know if you've had enough time to play and really have some thoughts that you want to share with people, but I'd like to just go ahead and turn it over to you, and you go ahead and give us your review and what you think of the NCAA game.
Well, let me preface this by saying, I mean, I guess if anyone has any questions or maybe they want to call in, because I know a couple people on the boards have asked, you know, what do you think? And people have been on Xbox Live asking me what I think. And I kind of just like, wait till the show. So if you want to call in, they should feel free to call in and ask me now. But basically, since Friday, what I've been doing is basically playing the computer, playing Ohio State. Basically, they're like the New England Patriots of NCAA.
Hey, Coach? Coach K?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Something just clicked that I needed to throw out there since I did all that talk about commissioning, and I didn't want one last comment on that, and I apologize.
Oh, okay.
2009 version year, we have a new rule. If you are commissioner in another league, you cannot participate in the EAFL at all. And I wanted to say that, meaning, you know, if someone out there is a commissioner in another league, clearly, and you're sitting being in a league, you can't be in a league, you can't commission here. We're not going down that road anymore. It has not worked for us overall, so the rule is period. If you are commissioner, if you are league owner, either one, in another league, you cannot participate in the EAFL at all. Okay, period, end of discussion. So I wanted to get that out there. There is no flex on that. I've had people ask for an exception. They've been in the league for a while. Can they get a grandfather clause? No, no, and no. We've had too many problems. I've had guys hacking my site. I've had, you know, just too many problems with guys from other leagues coming in and creating problems as members of this league. So that's a firm rule, no, no, no. Okay, and I'm sorry I interrupted you, Coach, but just clicked that I wanted to get that out there. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Basically what I was saying was that ever since Friday, what I've been doing is just playing against CPU. I played against a couple people, just trying to basically get the user catch physics down, trying to work on that for this year. But basically, I mean, it's a very, very polished game. The demo that's out right now, it's way, way, way more polished than the it's way more polished than that. And then after that, down the roster files from Pasta Padre, where they put all the player names, and where they put all the player names. On the files is like the finishing touch. It makes it really, really look good. And then also too, in the game, the announcers actually say the names of the players. So it's just not you see their names on the jerseys. They actually say the names of the players. If you see, you know, Ohio State, the quarterback is Beckman, Wells, the running back, so on and so forth. So that's something that's really, really good. And when you play offline, you know, they also have the weather channel, the actual weather. I've played a couple games where it was raining, like it was raining in Georgia, so on and so forth. So that
now,
was
Is it the real weather? Is that what you're saying?
It's the real weather at the actual time. If you're playing a night game, it's night. If you're playing a day, it's day.
So this is offline, you're saying?
This is offline.
Right. You're playing against the computer. So if I had the game now and I'm playing and I'm UConn, for instance, and I'm the home team and I'm playing, it's going to show that it's nighttime because it's a night game.
Exactly.
And and if it was raining out, if it was pouring rain out, then in the game it would also be pouring rain out. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's hot. Okay.
It does rain and stuff like that too.
Yeah, it plays a factor. It plays a factor that you know the people are kind of like sliding around and so on and so forth.
No. When I mean raining and snow, I mean like okay, like T just said, if it's like raining exactly right now in UConn, not just being you know 9:30 and it's night. If it's like actually snowing and raining, it's going to be snowing and raining in the video game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now I just got a message sent to me that said, "Oh wait, was the same way offline."
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about? 08 NCAA?
NCAA 08.
Oh, okay. I guess it, I
don't know. I didn't buy the
yeah.
I didn't buy the NCAA 08 game, so I don't know.
Well, I never really played the 08 offline too much. You know, I did a lot of online, so I really wouldn't be able to honestly,
okay.
You know, speak on that.
Okay.
I have a question.
Right.
With the rosters that Pastor Project gave you, what did you have to did you have to put them in yourself, or was it like you know some way they automatically were?
They have an EA locker. You can go online, and then after that you go to the same menu where you go to like the lobbies, so on and so forth. Like there's an option to go to your EA locker, and once you go into the EA locker, you'll see all your friends on your friends list. And then, but if who you're trying to get it from, obviously Pastor Padre is not on my friends list. Pastor Padre, clear your friends list so I can add you to mine. But anyway, you can do a search on Pastor Padre, and then after that, it'll automatically just start downloading it. It'll give you a couple of prompts, and it'll start downloading it, and you can save it to your hard drive. And then once you get out of that, you just go to the part where you load the rosters, and then you just pick the Pastor Padre one, and then all the names will just go into the game.
For every single team. That's nice.
Every single team, every single player. It's basically just like you're playing Madden, and they also say the names in the game, which is great.
Saves me hours. That's cool.
I also got a message from the same person, and I'm sorry. I should know who you are. Gentleman who's IMing me because I know I know you're someone I should know, but I can't remember who you are because I've got about 200 people. Aha, thank you. You know I always Sangrado, you know I always forget who you are, so
Sangrado, okay.
Sangrado, at least he's cool about it. I always forget his because your Sangrado is how we know you, but your Madden name is 69 whatever, and then your IM name is different. So, but Sangrado's telling me that, and I might look into this tonight because I didn't know this either, that Madden 08 offline is the same thing. He's saying that you can, if you play the computer offline, that the weather will be realistic just like the NCAA game. So anybody out there wants to confirm that and check it out before the show's over, let me know. But that would be interesting. That would be interesting. But what else can you tell us about NCAA 09, Coach? And when you run out, then I'll go to some questions. I know some people have sent me in some questions. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, basically, it's the playbooks are, you know, they've made some changes to the playbooks. They've expanded them. And then also, too, a lot of the stuff that we've been used to from when we converted over from PS2 current gen, the quick audibles, like those old R3 audibles, quote unquote, they're there. And then after that, they also have smart routes are brought back, you can also do that. And then you know they have the old lead blocking feature, no more vision cone, and then after that they. And it's basically, you know, you can run under center offense again. There's no more three-man lineman nano or whatever. And also, too, there's no more of that spectacular catch thing where, you know, you send the guy on a streak, you throw it, and then you just press Y without even, you know, taking control of the guy. Now you have to use, you know, a little bit of user skill in order to, you know, to get up for the ball. But the defense really react, like especially if you're like in a cover two man or something like that, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, pull those off on a consistent basis. So you have to really, really work at it, or also be smart and make sure that you're on one-on-one coverage.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, that's basically. Oh, and also, how could I forget? And the one fun thing that's on there is the celebration. When they have the mascot in the corner of the end zone, they have, you know, they'll give you a prompt when you make a touchdown to tell you to run right in front of the mascot, and they do like a little celebration. I'll give you an example. The LSU Tiger. I'm sure people have seen in the demo where you run, and then after that, you know, you could do the little lion tamer thing, or Florida. They have it where he puts the football in the gator's mouth, and you know he dances around with the ball, and so on and so forth. So that, you know, that's a one fun thing that's also in the game.
Is the highlight reel still there?
Yeah, the highlight reel is there, and then also too, what they have at the end of the game, they actually have like a montage where they show the highlights of the crucial plays in the game. Like, y'all heard the music. Yeah, so that's really, it's really, really nice. They've really, really done a great job with the highlights. They've done an excellent job with it.
Like the top five, like, most, you know, most crucial plays in the first half and then at the end of the game?
No, I mean, it's not like how it was for Madden. It's not like, I understand what you're saying, like how it was Madden at the end of the half. I mean,
right.
It's just like, it's just a part of the flow of the game. Like you know, at the end when they say, well, you know, this is, you know, Lee Corso, Kirk Herbstreit, so on and so forth. This has been a, you know, presentation of EA Sports, so on and so forth. And then after, they'll have the montage. And then, you know, just like on TV, like they'll show like slow motion of like the biggest plays in the game. And, you know, just in order and how the game went. Like if there was a game-winning field goal, or would it be at the end, or so on and so forth. It's great.
Okay.
A couple of things. So I'm looking at a list of features that NCAA 09 has that NCAA 08 did not have. The first thing is 60 frames per second on all platforms, which we're now used to with Madden. Ball carrier combo moves. What's that mean? Do you know, Coach?
Well, now they have the highlight the highlight stick with the arc where you can.
Oh, okay.
Now they can. It's a little bit sharper now. Like they can stop in the middle of a move, and then after that go into another move. So they worked on that. Yeah.
All right. New tackling engine. How's the tackling?
The tackling, yeah, I'd say the tackling is pretty good. I have no complaints about it. I mean, I didn't really notice any differences from last year, but also at the same time, all weekend that I've played, I haven't said to myself, oh, man, that guy whiffed some tackle or so on and so forth. So if something's supposed to happen,
Have you seen an animation where you know, it'd be a guy, it'd say it's a linebacker, and he tackles the running back, and, you know, you have him stop. But then all of a sudden, the guy you're controlling comes out of nowhere, you know, you try to hit stick him, and the running back breaks free. Have you seen that? Because I know people...
No. That stuff doesn't happen. If you're controlling a guy, like, it favors more the person that likes to control their linebacker. You see what I'm saying? Like, In the other games, like when sometimes, like if you're trying to tackle someone, you're like, you know what? Let me just let the CPU do this because something will happen. Like now, they toned that down. Now it kind of pays to actually control the defender to make a user tackle.
Okay, but I'm talking about this certain animation where say you can't get to the guy in time with the guy you're controlling, but the computer wraps him up, but the running back isn't down yet. So when you come and try to blow him up with the guy you're using. The running back, you know, he breaks free and, you know, he gets more yards than what he should have gotten.
That doesn't happen.
Okay. Vince, you're talking about, isn't that a Madden? Isn't that a Madden issue?
It was on NCAA, too. It was even worse on NCAA, actually, for what I know. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, have you had a chance to feel, you know, the home field advantage feature, which they've made a big deal about, have you done anything with that yet?
Yeah, it's a factor because every time I play the away team because I'm trying to see how, you know, how that works out. I, you know, it's there. You know, you feel the controller vibrating in certain situations. You know, if your quarterback has like depending on his composure, if he has low composure, he's gonna get those squiggly lines. Like you can still see the pass patterns, but they're gonna be squiggly. And then after that, if you hot route like your wide receivers to you know to a different route, they're gonna lean in and be like, hey, I can't, you know, what did you say? So on and so forth. But go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
No, what I was saying was that in my past experiences with that home field advantage, sometimes you'll send someone on a hot route, and they won't run the route. They'll run the original route. But from what I've seen so far that I've played the game, they run the route. So the only effect on the patterns really is that they come up as squiggly, like when the home field advantage is really, really high and your controller vibrates. So that's really the only factor.
What about ice the kicker?
I've seen that. I've experienced that one time, and I'm telling you, it's man, like it puts you at a crazy angle. Like it's basically almost like they take the camera and put it on the ground with the ball and point it to the goalpost, and that's how you're looking at it. And you have to like aim the ball like a certain way. And on top of that, the meter is like off and out. It's like you could see it a little bit, but it's like it just has like a bunch of frost on it.
All right. What's this thing called, the quarterback quiz?
Quarterback quiz. That's also something that was in the demo. It has something to do with gaining your composure back after an interception. Like what they'll do is like when you throw an interception, they'll quiz you. They'll have a bunch of different plays, and say, you know, which play was it? And then you pick the play. And if you pick the wrong play, you lose composure. If you pick the right way, right play, you gain it back.
Okay. Coke Zero mascot mashup.
That's a mascot game. That's just fun and stuff like that.
Okay, all right. Okay, nah, I don't care about all that. All right, everything else has to do with either the dynasty mode or the online play or all of that. Okay, so compare it to what did you think about it? You know, we tend to use NCAA as our first substantive measure on how Madden is going to be. And so with that in mind, what did you think overall about, you know, you've had it for the weekend, so what did you think? Does it make you, you know, look forward to Madden even more, or does it not really affect your thoughts on how Madden might be?
It makes me look forward to Madden even more. It makes me look forward to Madden even more. It's just the way the improvements they've done on the game, like more people will definitely enjoy the game. You know, you can run your under-center offenses. Like, I just see that the enjoyment that people used to get out of when people were on PS2 and people were really enthusiastic about playing Madden and everyone basically loved it and so on and so forth. I think I really feel that's going to come back this year for, you know, it's going to be there for NCAA and it's definitely going to be back for Madden.
Okay. Got a question from the DC Bama asking, and I'm going to read the question, do the players slide when you out route them on defense like they did in the demo?
When you try to position your player, they don't stop on a dime. They kind of slide. So, like, they'll slide and stop. Like, you can't, like, move him. You can't, like, if you take a safety and bring him down, like, try to bring him down over, you know, over the offensive line, he's going to glide over a little bit, but he'll come to a standstill. But you can't, like, move him around and he'll be stopping on a dime. He's going to, you know, just glide to one way or glide to another way. So.
Okay. All right. Let me grab a question from, let's see, this might be a Madden question. I'm looking. I had a question about the run game. How was the run game? And that's going to be hard to judge to actually play a live person, but what did you think about the run game?
I have no complaints about the run game. I mean, it's fine, but I'm going to say, I'll preface that with saying that I've been running a lot of two-back formations. I really haven't tested out. I tested out a couple single-back formations, and I haven't found a really, really good run out of single-back yet. But out of the two-back formations, it's good. I have no complaints.
Okay. Now, isn't there a new – what's the new – you know, I didn't play last year, so work with me. But isn't there a new formation or a new playbook or a new something that everybody's been talking about?
Is this the Wildcat?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Yeah, the Wildcat.
Have you got to try it out yet or not?
I'd even use it last year. So
okay.
It's not something I really – yeah.
That's fine.
Can I go?
Go ahead.
With that case,
are you able to still put people like Percy Harvin and Deshaun Jackson at quarterback? You know, just from going to the depth chart and putting them there.
You know what? To be honest with you, I haven't tried that yet. I have not tried that yet. Messing around with depth charts. I haven't tried that yet.
Okay.
I have a more general question and I don't really want you to give a specific answer, but having played it just this weekend, and I know, the game's just coming out now, but did anything happen, and you don't have to say what might have happened, but did you play at all against the computer and think, oh, man, there's a possible glitch right there. Oh, I can't believe that I can do that, or I saw this particular thing happen. You know, did you see anything that would have you concerned about something turning into exploits and glitching in this game?
Not that I've seen. I played, you know, a lot against the computer, but I also played against one person, and this is someone else that had the game early, and he's a pretty high level baller, you know, tournament style, someone that would play in the EAFL, and I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything that I was like, hey, something's wrong. This is a glitch or so on and so forth. Nothing stood out.
Okay, good. And I know, guys, everyone out there is probably saying, well, geez, you know, a game just came out, and, you know, it takes a while. And, you know, but we can certainly hope that we get a game that has, you know, less glitches than last year. And so we'll see. So all in all, what do you, your first weekend with the game, What do you think? What do you rate it? What are your final thoughts on the new game?
I think what you want me to give it like a 1 out of 10, or what do you want me to do? Like?
Whatever you want to do.
Hey,
your call.
You know, if I got to give a rating of 1 to 10, I'll give it a 9.5.
I always laugh when people say 1 to 10 and then they go 9.5. Okay, so 1 to 195, right?
If I won more against the CPU, you'd be 10, but, you know, it's 9.5.
9.5, all right. I got another question coming through about spectacular catching. I think you kind of said that it was toned down, right? You really weren't able to spectacular catch?
That spectacular catch from last year where you streak them and just without usering, just due to why, that's not there no more. That's not there anymore.
Even so, with the – you try to use it, they don't jump as high, right?
No, they don't jump. That Bionic Man type jumping, like Amos and like how Plax, you know, used to do that. That's not there anymore.
Okay. Ask him about the playbooks. Any new formations that he saw? The pistol formation. Any thoughts on any of that?
I really haven't gone into the I know what playbook he's talking about. He's probably talking about the Nevada playbook. I haven't taken a look at that yet. To be honest with you, like, I really don't look at formations in NCAA that are like exclusive to NCAA because I kind of like to, you know, keep it like, you know, like a pro style offense. So he could, you know, I could translate that over to Madden and stuff like that. But I'll take a look at the pistol and see.
You guys have to remember, for those of you who don't play Coach K regularly, you got to remember Coach K's philosophy here. Simple is better, you know. So Coach K is not going to be the guy that's going to go through all your playbooks and analyze all your formations and all that. Coach K always has he comes out in his one formation and then he shifts and audibles and tries to catch you off guard. So, you know, and I'm not hating on him either. I'm just saying I've been played the guy enough times. Vince, am I wrong?
Nope. He was out there on Madden 08.
that's Coach K. Got another question from Bama asking, is the Madden 08 quick pass in this game? Were you able to – did you try any quick passing against the computer?
Yeah, you can't do that. They'll jump it. It's not there.
Okay.
What about the high pass?
Nah, that's not there either.
Okay.
So if you were to – you know, if you were to – predict what everybody's going to – what's going to be the hot thing that people are going to do. Madden 08, everybody was – it was tall receivers and spectacular catching. That was, you know, either jetpacked or, you know, spectacular catching. That's what everybody was doing for Madden 08, or the fullback dive. You know, put your fast – wide receiver and fullback and fullback dive. That's what everybody was doing in Madden 08. Can you predict with is there something that will turn into a staple in NCAA, or do you think it's really, from what you've seen just in a couple of days, there's nothing like that? It's really going to be, you're going to have to mix it up and you're really going to have to know a little bit about how to play some football here.
You're going to have to mix it up. You're going to have to know your X's and O's. And one thing I could see probably coming back is the cover 11 defense,
the fag D.
So but you know, obviously, you know, there's counters to that too. You know, that we now people can run under center and so on and so forth. So people might get desperate and try to do that again, but that's the only thing I really see. You know, it's back to a lot of X's and O's, and it's back to a lot of people with actual user skills succeeding.
Is it back to X's and O's or is it just too early to tell? Because I mean, I've never come across an EA Sports game and it hasn't had some type of flaw. So is it just more so because it's early? That's my question.
There's no glaring stuff that was there's nothing glaring in the game. There's no glaring flaws that I've seen so far in the game. The glaring, like last year, like the three down linemen nano and so on and so forth. Nothing has shown up yet that, you know, comes up as a glaring glitch.
Now, did you try on defense? Have you tried to nano the offense, the CPU? Because, I mean, in Madden, you play against the computer. You can nano the computer all day. Were you able to nano the computer?
Someone tried it on me, and it didn't work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is a guy that knows how to nano, and it didn't work?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Vince. Go ahead.
No, it's nothing. I was just with fly protection. It shouldn't be any nanos.
Well, there hasn't been a game without nanos since I started playing. I think the last year we played on PS2 was as good as we've seen, but even that game had nanos. It just wasn't as easy. It wasn't as many, but there was still, you could still nano. So I haven't seen a game where you couldn't nano yet. So 09 would be the first.
It's just that I'm sure there's ways to generate heat. But that three down lineman nano, that's not there anymore. People have to learn how to play a little bit of defense.
Okay. Bama's asking about the new juking animation.
What, like the potential for it to become like a juke glitch? Or?
Yeah. Could we be at the beginning stages of an 05 juke glitch return, or is it something that have you tried it enough where? What do you think of it? Is it something that could turn into a glitch maybe, or is it just solid animation?
The way the physics are, it's not. It doesn't lend itself to that. Like the way that the physics is in the running game, it doesn't lend itself to, you know, juking back and forth. And also too, like I guess like the way that the defenses are tuned, it doesn't let that happen. I'm gonna say too that when it comes to running, the linebackers are very, very responsive. So you know, I mean, just the fact that you know. Being able to, you know, juke linebackers, you know, out of their shoes like in 05, like, I don't see that. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen anything that makes me believe that that's going to be back.
Okay. All right. Now, what about just, I mean, you may have mentioned this earlier, but, you know, one of the things that I noticed, and you said that the final game is much smoother and better, you know, than the demo, which is good to hear. But one of the things that I liked when I played the demo, I mean, one of the things that certainly college football, I mean, college and pro football, real college and real pro football, are both very exciting sports. They're both very, but college football just brings, it's just, you can't even really articulate it. It's just a different type of excitement. It's that raw energy of excitement. And when I played, and I played the NCAA games, even though I didn't join them, I played it last year briefly. I have not been impressed with EA Sports' ability to catch that excitement and put it in the game until this year. When I played the demo, I was done with playing video games, football for a while, but I wanted to keep playing because it was just excitement. It was like I was pumped up. Now, did you get that same? Is it even better with the real game now?
It's even better. Like, you know, they have the stadium sounds. They have, you know, in the beginning where you choose your preferences, like your favorite team, like, you know, they have the music, like the fight songs of each school, the different stadium sounds that happen and so on and so forth. It's just the atmosphere. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it captures that excitement that, you know, is on every Saturday, like when you tune into College Game Day on ESPN and so on and so forth. It is definitely there.
Okay. That's good to know. I had a comment in the chat room about just saying that, you know, college is more exciting because guys are playing for their schools and they're not playing for paychecks. Well, you're partially right there. There, a lot of those guys are playing for their schools, but they're also playing at a shot to make big money. So, but I hear your point. I mean, it certainly is more about the competition to some degree than the NFL tends to be. But I think that you know, college football is just a very exciting environment. And, you know, when I played the demo game, I got a taste of that for the first time. And that's when I got online and said, okay, coach, count me in. I'm going to play at least the first season. And I'm definitely going to play the first season. I'm going to go pick up the game on Tuesday, and we'll see where we go. I got another question. Let's see. Tell Coach K if it goes back to the stick skills, like he says, me and him are in trouble.
Who said that?
that's a Bama comment right there.
Bama? I'm working on mine. I got a little head start.
Well, I'll tell you, the only reason, well, maybe not the only reason, but one reason I'm going to play NCAA is to kind of get a head start on Madden and, you know, get ready for the Madden, our season 30. And, hey, you know, it's a good time for me to say that season 30 of the EAFL 360 League starts August 17th is the date, season 30. Anyone interested in joining any of the EAFL leagues, go to EAFLmadden.com/join. That will take you right to our join page. If you want to join more than one league, you must fill out more than one application. Please do not fill out the application and write both in, because each application is sent somewhere different. So if you want to join the Madden and the NCAA League, you are certainly welcome to do so. If you have a PS3 and a 360 and you want to play in all the leagues, you are welcome to apply. Not saying you'll necessarily get accepted, but you're welcome to apply for all the leagues, but you must do one application per league. And do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get on there. Do it now. Make sure you fill out the application completely and accurately. One application was denied because the question was asked, please say yes if you understand that you will lose games. And the person responded, I don't lose. Well, that person will not be in the EAFL. That is someone who will lose and will be a sore loser and will not be able to handle the competition that we have. We want people that are competitive, that certainly have that arrogance about them and think that they're good, but understand that there's always somebody better, and you will probably lose sooner or later and can take a loss. And I'd like to think we have a good group of guys that are there now, and we just want to add to it. So, Coach K, any other thoughts that you wanted to share with everybody on the NCAA game?
Nothing. I think we covered it all. I really like the game. It's a great game, and just having it and playing it just makes me look forward, you know, that much more to the next season coming up of the EFL NCAA.
You haven't tested the waters with the Dynasty yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten into that yet. I still have to. Honestly, there's no way I can really test it. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't do it.
I was going to ask you, did they add anything new to it, from, you know, from last year?
Oh, I didn't even. I'm not the Dynasty and franchise dude like that.
Okay.
So I would've.
Yeah, and we're gonna set our Dynasty League up. You know, Pimmer's getting his 360 situation squared away, and once that's squared away, which should be this week, he's going to be ready to start the Dynasty. We're looking for 12. Preferably, I'd like it to be – I'm really not interested in new guys coming to join a Dynasty League. I'd like it to be 12 guys that are tested that we know they're going to stick it through. And so if you're interested in being part of the Dynasty League and you're already in the EAFL – there's a thread up in the EAFL section under NCAA, one thread, post in that thread that you're interested in being in a Dynasty, and we'll be looking to set that up this week. We'll give everybody a few days to get the game and to kind of spend a little time labbing, but we want to get the Dynasty thing going up within a few days. We want to get it set up and get it rocking. I will not be in the Dynasty League, I don't think. I really don't have the time to give it that kind of commitment. But Pimmer was going to do it anyway, and so when he saw that we were interested in doing one and he was going to do one on his own, it was a natural fit. Coach K, you know, I'm sure would have done it for us, but Coach K will do anything for the EAFL, and that's why we love him. But we also gotta not load everything up on Coach K. We're gonna really need him to focus in on Madden 360 Europe League, which is gonna, you know, it's gonna be huge next year, and also the regular NCAA League is just gonna blow up. I mean, we might even have to have, you know, and what are we gonna call it? NCAA Division II. <You know? laughs> You know, I don't know. It's NCAA Europe, right?
NCAA Europe.
Yeah, but you know, whatever it is, it's just gonna be busy. So, you know, we'll see from there. Bama's asking Coach K, have you tried to rocket catch?
Have I tried to rocket catch? The rocket catch is not there. Like the rocket. What we know as the rocket catch in 08 is not there. That's not there. It's not there. If you could do it, if you can do it, like once, you could probably do it. You can do it once in a while, but it's like a mini, mini rocket catch, and it's not as effective as what we've seen in 08. But people that I've played against, and also people that I've seen playing the game, Dave also confirmed that the rocket catch that we know in 08 is not there. They have to be a user in another type of way.
It's not that stop and dime rocket?
No.
Okay.
Now, Coach K, you and I still have to talk offline about the NCAA first season of 09. But, you know, that said, even though we haven't talked, any thoughts on, you know, changes for as far as the league goes, as far as, you know, we're going to have a 32-team league, so, you know, what 32 teams are they going to be, or, you know, any initial thoughts, at least now that you've had the game for a couple of days, that you think might segue into the NCAA league?
We had, like, the when the ratings came, and basically I took a look at the ratings, and I went by the average of the offensive and defensive ratings for each team. Because for some reason, the overall ratings don't equal the average of the offensive defensive ratings. So what I did is I took the offensive defensive ratings, averaged them out, that's the actual rating of the team, and took the top 32 and put those into AFL and NCAA. So those are the top 32 teams in the NCAA. So, I mean,
and these are the top 32 based on the
rated
EA Sports, the top 32 EA Sports rated NCAA teams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And anything else anybody joining EAFL NCAA may want to know?
Well, I know we're having the draft on Sunday, and I don't know if you want to confirm with you that we're doing. Are we? Is that going to be live, or are we doing that?
We'll make a post on whether we're going to do a live draft. Were we going to do random as well for NCAA?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll be random. And Coach K and I will meet this week and decide whether, and just, you know, for everybody's knowledge, a live draft is a lot of work, and it's not easy to do, you know, and that's the other thing. And so, you know, Coach K and I will talk about it, and if we come to an agreement that it's worth giving a try, you know, we'll probably post that we'll do. Either way, it'll you know, we'll be kicking things off on Sunday, and Coach K is very good at keeping everybody informed. all you got to do is go to the message boards or check your email, and you're never in the dark in any league that Coach K runs. And actually, in any of our leagues, our commissioners are always good at keeping people informed. All you got to do is go to the message boards or go to your email, and there'll be something somewhere that'll tell you what's going on. So, you know, rest assured that since Coach K got a brief break, he's ready to go now. And, you know, EAFL NCAA should be hot. It should be. I'm actually looking forward to it because, you know, I get to actually play in the league, and I didn't play in it at all last year. So I'm pretty excited about it, actually. all right. Any final words, Coach K? Any final words, Vince?
Go ahead, Kay.
Oh no! What I was saying was, I hope I you know, answered everyone's questions pretty well. You know, if you have any other questions or anything like that, just you know, hit me up on the message boards, the EFL message boards, and that's about it.
Okay, Coach K, I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for a very thorough analysis of NCAA 09. It's nice that someone in the league was able to get it early and was able to give us a first-hand review, particularly since, you know, Shopmaster didn't make it, and hopefully we can have him back soon to talk about Madden. And I'll be reaching out to Shopmaster and try to find out why he didn't make it tonight, and hopefully we'll have him back another time to talk about Madden 09. Not sure when the next show will be, but we will do another show between now and when the Madden comes out, maybe a week, maybe two, we'll see. But Coach K, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right.
Take care. All right.
Sure.
Vince, thanks for joining us. We appreciate all your time and energy and your loyalty to the league. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, no doubt.
All right, Vince, take care. All right. And as we wind down about the last minute or so of the last minute of this show, I just want to say, first of all, thanks to Coach K. Thanks to Vince for joining us. Really turned out great to have Coach K fill in. I apologize to everyone, you know, that Shotmaster didn't make it. I don't know what happened. I'll try to find out. Hopefully it was just, you know, something innocent, and we can have him back another time. If you want to join the EAFL, go to EAFLMadden.com/join. If you're interested in learning more about NCAA or learning more about Madden, you can go to sportsgamers.com and read up anything you want on both games. There's plenty of information there. So check out Sports Gamers and check out our forums at forums.EAFLMadden.com. We are located on the Sports Gamer servers on their forums. And so check us out. Even if you don't want to play, you just want to check us out. We look forward to you participating. Join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled, on the field.